What's up, K-State Nation? This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer here, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, on this Tuesday afternoon, November 25th, 2025. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, football, men's women's basketball, women's volleyball, and so much more. Getting straight on into it here. This is This Week in the MHK, part of Thanksgiving holiday week across the United States, across the world there as well. And I'm actually recording this on the day of K-State men's basketball playing against, hey, look at that. We'll be taking on Indiana tonight. It's going to depend. Now, the postcat, well, there's two things, obviously. Well, the postcat's going to happen tomorrow either way. And whether or not the flip side of that is whether to wait on the pod being at another week. So I have decisions to make there as well. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast on mid-afternoon, I'll make that decision on the fly there as well, of course. Colorado football, the football team playing Colorado to wrap up the season, obviously. So I might end up just waiting for the end of this football season to bring back Alex on the show as well. He's probably getting tired of it, but I mean, it's been much anticipated over in the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3 E-D-D-I-D Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, number 3 E-D-D-I-D Podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. So either this week or next week, we'll definitely follow up with them on that, but it's going to be on the fly. So I know we've teased it too many times. Well, last 2 weeks. So there you go on that. But yeah, either way, on the feed, you need a postcast out of this game here. Of course, K-State men's basketball. Actually, this is going to come out tomorrow. So, so we're going to have a busy Wednesday on the podcast here, folks. So yeah, it's going to have a postcast there, and then this episode will come out tomorrow. And I'm thinking the volleyball episode that I have not posted, the recent postcast, will come out tonight. So it's going to be a busy weekend for this podcast here. So again, you want to make sure you tapped into this podcast here, all things K-State sports here, folks. So I know we missed yesterday, and I lost kind of track of time there, and it was like that. Yeah, so that's my fault on that deal. But yes, expect the postcast from this game either way. And then, of course, we'll either fire the Podbean app this tonight or wait another week until the football season's over, which, hey, we only got one more game anyway, for that matter. And so there's that. Tomorrow, speaking of the volleyball team, tomorrow night, senior night, the home finale for the women's volleyball team against UCF, coming off the sweep against Houston last week. So they look to take care of, this is a toss-up game now. K-State, last time at home, got swept. So now they look forward to end the home schedule on a big positive note, right? So tomorrow night, when this comes out, the women's volleyball team will be in action there as well. And again, there'll be a postcast recorded. So there's that. Either it'll go up on Thanksgiving night or at some point during the week as well. So that is Wednesday, flipping the script to Thanksgiving Day. K-State women's basketball kind of been on a little bit of slide in Cancun this weekend on the Thanksgiving holiday for the Cancun Challenge 2025. They're going to be taking on Columbia at 12:30 Central Time. 12:30 Central Time, folks, there as well. So, hey, you got to turn around somewhere. So, hey, you got your teammates there. Unfortunately, those girls aren't going to be in Manhattan or wherever they're coming from, where they came from, there to spend it with their families. But they have each other there, out there as well. And they going to have to come together. Speaking of coming together, they have to come together because they've been on a recent slide. So we'll see what happens on Thursday there. And with all the football that's going to be going on Thursday, might not get to the postcast. So we'll see about the end. Of course, hopefully, EG3 is 90% back because he got turned around and run this mile race down in Ward Parkway. I don't know if I'm going to be 100% or not, but we'll have to find out and see about that. But yeah, man, I'm coming off of a big time run in Overland Park, which again, I'll have to record each of the pod, maybe two, this upcoming weekend there as well. So we'll see. We'll figure it out as we go along there on this podcast. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. This week in the MHK Thanksgiving style, Eddie Greer III here coming to you from a windy Kansas City, Missouri. And I looked at the weather for the first time, and oh yeah, this weekend it's going to be getting that first official cold edition, folks. And I gotta work Sunday. That's gonna be fun. But anyways, yeah. So continuing on with the Cancun Challenge, North Carolina will be next. So you got back to back games for the women's basketball team in Cancun, Mexico. In that game, 10 a.m. Central Time there. So back to back to back, and we'll slide right on into Saturday, right with another 10 o'clock game with South Dakota State. So I believe this is it. Yep, because you ain't got nothing. K-State Sports has nothing through Friday. So there you go, through next Friday. So this is gonna be it for a little bit, but we're gonna get creative a little bit, like you usually do, and give you content per usual for the podcast. But backing up to Saturday, right? Because this is the last. Hold on a second here. Yep, this is the last day of K-State Sports for a while until next Saturday, actually. So there's that. But yeah, football, as mentioned. 11 o'clock, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, also senior day for the seniors there. The question is, for them, how are they going to bounce back? How are they going to bounce back? Because they look so defeated, so sad, so defeated after giving away a 10-point lead late to Utah, 12th-ranked Utah at the time, last Saturday up in Utah. So we're just going to have to find out and see what happens right there with all that. And, of course, we'll have our final reaction, or at least the regular season anyways, and K-State gets upset by Colorado, probably the last one of the year. So there's that. And next, of course, for sure, bringing back Alex on the podcast, maybe more than once. But it also depends on some other X factors in there as well. So that's why I said tonight, I know I keep being teasing that. I know Alex is probably eager to get on the podcast there as well. So again, we'll keep it in house a little bit. We'll let you know there as we move along. But yeah, Colorado, head coach Deion Sanders coming to Manhattan, Kansas there to wrap up the season there. Yeah, K-State. Yeah, I'm ready for the football season to be just done, be over with all that. And then volleyball wraps up the regular season themselves this week on the road, 2 o'clock. So that's gonna be just after that game gets done, depending on the pace of that game, football game, the finale of the football game, a regular season finale Saturday for K-State continues. Iowa State, 21st ranked in the country, on the road for K-State women's volleyball. So volleyball has a chance here to really sparkle that resume even more. So it'll be interesting to find out what happens here. And then from then on, there probably won't be a this week in Manhattan, MHK next week, because hold on. Well, actually, there's one going on, and that's men's basketball. We'll fast forward a little bit here, and we'll stop it right there. So nothing Sunday. Three games going on for three athletic teams for K-State in action Saturday, and then one more on Monday with men's basketball against hosting Bowling Green at 7, and then it's quiet until next Saturday there. So and you're going to get a lot of basketball. So men's basketball is going to fill the tape next week with a game Monday and a game next Saturday. Both of those games be in Bramlage Coliseum there. So it's a Bowling Green on Monday night there to kick off December, the final month of 2025. I feel like the last couple months have just breezed on by. That's a scary thing about right there. But overall, there you go, folks. There you go. Thanksgiving week for K-State Athletics. This week in the MHK, more like Cancun Challenge, being in Cancun, Mexico for the basketball team. Three games in 3 days. That is going to be a tremendous challenge for the women's basketball team there. So I don't know what's going to come out of it there for sure. But after losing to Green Bay last weekend, their last game, so we'll find a lot about this team. Like I've been saying all fall semester, we're going to find out about a lot about these teams, and we're definitely going to find out a lot more about this men's basketball team after their heartbreaking loss, a bad foul call late against Nebraska, lose by one, and you turn around, you give away a 10-point lead to Utah there. So it's been heartbreak city there. But hopefully, you know, they can, this team, I think this team will bounce back. Indiana, what an atmosphere that is going to be tonight. Indiana obviously known for its basketball. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here as we move on throughout the week here in an early, if I don't say it now, say that because I fail to do it. But happy Thanksgiving, K-State Nation. Hope everyone has a safe travel. I know everybody's traveling around at this time of year. The holiday, we're right in the midst of holiday season, all black special deals, Black Friday, whatnot. So yeah, man, definitely. I'll say it off the podcast, but that Black Friday, all that other stuff. Yeah. So definitely make sure you guys, whether you're staying or even traveling out, definitely stay safe out there as well. And also definitely even have some minute or 10 to 30 minutes. Watch some K-State sports. K-State sports there as well. Even for those also that traveling to the home finale on Saturday, early in the morning, 11 o'clock, safe travels back to Manhattan for those of you or wanting to go to the game there as well. So that is a look into the MHK this week there, as a lot's going to go on, and then it's going to go quiet for a little bit next week. But men's basketball will have us covered there next week there as well. So we'll see what happens with our teams and squads this for the rest of the week, beginning tonight as I'm recording this, before the Indiana game for Jerome Tang, head coach Jerome Tang, PJ Haggerty, and company taking on Indiana tonight. And well, of course, per usual, for those of you fresh to this podcast, we try to recap after every K-State athletics event. So whether that's men's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, cross country, you know the deal is. We try to cover, recap everything and pertains to K-State Athletics. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get, where our podcasts are found free and available daily. Wherever you get your podcasts, I know I miss Monday, so 99.9% of the time we on this podcast there as well. But we're going to have you covered, obviously, through the holiday weekend there as well, in between all the football stuff that's been going on, per usual, every year for Thanksgiving. Popping up, I mentioned that already. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer number 3 EDDID Podcast. Again, that's Greer number 3 EDDID Podcast. For more bonus coverage over K-State Wildcats over there. And don't forget to continue to pass the word along to other K-State fans about the Purple Project Podcast, this other K-State sports podcast, all things Kansas State sports there as well. We appreciate y'all all year long, especially this latest stretch. It's been really, really good. So again, it's all because you guys out there. And don't forget, 4 or 5-star ratings preferably. We don't want to be famous for that. We want to make sure you do that. So if you do enjoy the podcast, make sure you do leave us 4 or 5-star rating. And then it also helps out other K-State fans and new ones find more about this podcast, everything K-State athletics, and not just about football and men's basketball, because football, that's going to be over here pretty soon, even though, well, I may not say it yet because I may not say it yet. But anyways, yes. So there you go on that. We're going to put a pin on this MHK edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Happy Thanksgiving, K-State Nation. Go Cats.